Thank you, Madam Chair, for the opportunity, and let me also thank the speakers, those of you who've been fighting for the rights of indigenous peoples for many years. I think there is a lot we learned from you, and we appreciate the work that you've done on behalf of the indigenous peoples. I just want to underscore some of the points that were raised by the speakers, especially on the issues of participation of indigenous peoples on the forums like this. I think this is very important, and of course, for some indigenous peoples traveling from, you know, Africa or some countries in Asia to here is not easy. And financial support, I think this is very important. And I think the representative of Government of Canada has mentioned that, and we would really like to appreciate your continued support for the participation of indigenous peoples on such forums. And also in terms of trainings and capacity building, because indigenous peoples coming from faraway countries, and they need to engage effectively in such forums, and having opportunity to get trainings and capacity on how to engage, this is also a very important support that needs to continue. And of course, other administrative, you know, issues of accreditation, administrative. I was just informed during lunch time by one indigenous representative that his colleagues couldn't join him because of visas issues. They were denied, but they were supposed to be 12 to come to this forum. But at the end, all of them could not come. So how do we work together to ensure that more indigenous people would be able to come and really participate effectively on such forums? And yes, to thank again also the representative from the Government of Guatemala for the continued support to the issues of indigenous people. Thank you.